few weeks ago, we were learning Hilchos Kriyas Shema, specifically that when it comes to other tefillos, it's not necessary to have the kavana for exactly what you're saying. Of course, it's preferred. When it comes to Kriyas Shema, there's two elements. Certainly, you should try to have the kavana before you fulfill, before you say it, to have in mind that you're about to fulfill a mitzvah. But in addition, this is one of the exceptions that a person should have kavana, should actually understand what they're saying, at least for the very first sentences. So with that said, I'd like to discuss a little bit about the first pasuk in Kriyat Shema. Starting off with the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the pasuk a little later on of Asher Nochim Etzavecha Hayom, that when it comes to reciting the Shema, it's something which Hashem gave to us, this specific commandment, Hayom, today, which of course is not true. Nonetheless, the Mechaber states, Hanoloimer b'chol yom yubeinecha kekadoshim. You should consider it in your eyes as though it's a new mitzvah. V'lo k'mi shekvar shema oso harbi pa'amim she'eno chavid etzlo. You shouldn't envision it as though it's something which you've already done many times, which we all have, saying the Shema, at least a couple times, if not a few times a day. And therefore, it's not chavid. It no longer is beloved to you. Which is not just an issue with religion, it's an issue with all things. It's an issue when it comes to relationships, it's an issue when it comes to work. It's very easy that things become rote and routine, and therefore it loses its something which is chaviv, something which is special. And therefore it's important, not only when it comes to one's relationships, not only when it comes to work, but also when it comes to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's something which we can't just take for granted, but rather it has to be every day, Asher Nochim Etzavecha Hayom. We have to try to find something about it which is different, which is unique, which is special, and to keep that excitement alive. Now the Mishnah Berura explains this, and he says, that, quoting the words of the Prima Gadim, he says that, Sarech Lahavin B'chol Pam, what does it mean a person should consider like new every day? It's not new every day. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it means that you should try to have the proper concentration every time you say the Shema. Ma she'omer, exactly what you're saying. V'lekros m'ratzua k'viya hergel, you shouldn't just rush through it. Say the three paragraphs of Shema as fast as you can. Rakulotze se dekriya, you're just doing it just to get by, just to say the words. But rather, a person should, even though it's said so many times in our lives, we have to try our very best to understand it, to be able to have the proper mindset when we say that, at least that one sentence of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So for a few moments, I'd like to discuss what that pasuk means. So the Mechaber tells us that, Sarech Laharech Beches, when it comes to the last word of Echad, when it comes to the second letter of Echad, the Ches, a person should say it longer than a person typically would say any of the other words in one sitter. You should elongate it. Why? And for what purpose? Kedei, and not just so you stretch out the davening, but you're supposed to be thinking something when you say that word Echad. Kedei, enough time that you should think that Hashem is the Melech, is the ruler of the Shemayim, the heavens as well as the earth. If you look at the letter in the word Echad, the Ches, the way it's not the way it's necessarily written in our Siddurim, but in the Torah itself, you have two letters, two Zions, and in the middle there's this crown which connects the two, which is what a Ches is. So the significance of focusing on the letter Ches is because in the middle is this Keser, this crown, which is what we're supposed to think of, that we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're making Hashem as our King. We're acknowledging as the Melech, the Shemayim, the Aretz, the heavens, and the earth. And he says, V'yarech b'dalid, when you say the dalid in the word echad, you should also think of something which corresponds to the letter dalid. And he says, Shir Shiach Shem HaKadosh Baruch, you should say it as long that you remember that he's Yochid Bolomo, he's Echad, he's the one ruler in this world. Umoshel Bidalid Ruchos, coming from the letter Dalid, that Hashem rules all corners of the earth. Whichever direction you go, Hashem is ruler of that part. And therefore that's what a person should think when they're saying in the letter Echad, as fast as the letter comes, you should at least remember that Hashem is ruling the entire world. It says, but you shouldn't stretch it out longer, because there may be issues. If you say it longer, you perhaps will not say the word properly. Machaber continues and says, V'yesh nohagim lahatot harosh kefi hamachshava malo mat v'dal ruchos. I used to, when I was in yeshiva, I had a yeshiva student that sat in front of me, and I used to see when he said the Shema, he used to move his head around. I thought maybe he had, you know, some problems with his neck. He had maybe arthritis. However, it's actually based on a halacha that some actually will move their head in the different directions in order to be able to give that person the kavanah to think about what they're doing, that Hashem is ruling in all directions. It's actually an incredible statement of the Taz. The Taz says that if you do want to have that minhag, you have to be careful in the direction in which you move your head when you're saying the Shema. He says that the way you're supposed to do it, says the Taz, Sirich Lios Mizrach Safon Mariv Darom. It's proper four directions. You first move your head to the east, north, west, and then south, which basically is in a circle. He says that that's the proper way. However, the Taz says you should not move your head Mizrach Marev Safan Darom Dahavi Chasasham Shesiv Erev, which is Shesiv Erev is translated as the warp and the woof, which is the horizontal and the vertical. That if a person who is not religious, not Jewish, would see you doing this, that you would make this motion with your head in one direction then the other direction, it looks like a cross, and therefore that's something which a person shouldn't do. Now, although of course you can say, come on, what's going on over here, but this is the Shema. The Shema is the time when a person is being Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is acknowledging Hashem's oneness, and therefore we have to be extra cautious when a person does this, if that in fact is your minhag. So this is what the Mechaber states with regard to the last word, Echad. However, we also have to bear in mind the entire pasuk, the entire Shema, that we find, as we've said before, in a previous chapter, the Mechaber states that when you say the word Hashem and Elokeinu, you're supposed to think certain kavanot. You're supposed to think certain things. He says, Yechavin bebrachos. Certainly when it comes to brachos and also the Shema, you have to think of the proper translation of the words of Hashem. So when we say the word Hashem, like in Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which say that word twice, what should you think? At that moment, Yechavin Perish Kriyato, you have to think two things. You have to think the way it's written, which is not the way we say it. And you have to also think the way it's actually recited. Now, the way it's actually said is that Be'anus Shehu Adon Hakol, that Hashem is our Adon. Hashem is the master of the entire world. That's one thing you need to think of. And also, you have to think of the way it's written, which is not the way we say it, which is with specific letters, with a Yud and a Hey, which corresponds to that Hashem is HaYehovah V'yeh, that Hashem is. Hashem was and Hashem will be. That He exists, always and always did exist. Those are the two things a person should think of when they say the word Hashem. The way it's, if it's written differently, the way you say it. However, for example, in the Shemona Esrei, before the Shemona Esrei, we say the sentence Hashem Safotai Tiftach, and that it's written with an Aleph, then a Dalet. So the way it's written there, you only would have to think that Hashem is our Adon, is our master. You would not have the kavana that Hashem is in charge, is involved in the world before, now, and later. And when a person says Elokeinu, the Mechaber says, Yechavin, you should have the concentration. You should think that Hashem and understand that God is able to do whatever He wants, and He is the most all-powerful, almighty God. That's what a person should think of when he says the word Elokeinu. And we mentioned in conclusion, we can now understand what the Shema really is. So we saw in yesterday's Torah reading, the way that the pasuk of Shema is, there's two letters which are large. One of the letters is the Dalid. And the Machamer says the significance of that Dalid of Echad being large is because a person should not make the mistake to think it's a different letter, specifically the letter Resh, Chas V'Shalom, that Hashem Acher. There's another God, there's many gods, there are many deities. And therefore, the proper Kavanah a person should try to have is when they say Shema Yisrael, you think Hashem, you acknowledge that Hashem is the master of the world. You also think that Hashem was, is, and will be. And Hashem is Midas, as we've said, is Midas Harachmim, is compassionate. Elokeinu, which is Midas Hadin, Hashem is able to do whatever He wants. He's all-powerful. However, we have to remember Hashem Echad, although it looks on the surface as though it can't possibly be the same God, the compassionate God, and the one who is Midas Hadin, the one who is very exact in His judgment. However, we have to remember that it's Hashem Echad, there's only one God, and that is the proper way a person should try to have the Kavanah, as much as they can, to say the Shema. But the only way it can be done is, as the Mechaber states, it has to be Hashem Elohim Etzavecha Hayom. It's something which has to be worked on, it's something which a person has to not just take for granted, but you have to think about it every single day.